Horowitz is here, boy. I want to tell you, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Brad. How are you?
I'm fine, and boy, I'll tell you, we have got quite a schedule, and this is the way, my friends, this is the way to save. And I've got the estate planning portfolio right here with me this morning. You know, somebody asked me, and I didn't have the exact time, but how long does it take you to put the estate planning portfolio together?
Oh, sure. This is the portfolio where we lay everything out in terms of avoiding probate and avoiding estate taxes and seeing how your affairs go in the order you want them to go. So it's got everything in it. It's got powers of attorney. It's got your living trust. It's got your wills. And it takes us anywhere typically from 5 to 9 weeks to get it done from beginning to end.
Now, the 5 to 9 weeks, and when you get this, and you have it at home, you don't have a problem in the world. You really don't. If I can, honest to God, the way you guys do it and put it together, it's done very, very simply. However, it is really in depth, and you just know everything.
It's very well organized. We spend a lot of time on organizations. So as you can see, Brad, everything is tabbed. We even have a DVD explaining everything to everyone and a flash drive as well with your documents on it. It's got location lists telling you where everything is saved and kept. It's got an estate planning letter where you can indicate personal things you want your family to know. It takes care of getting everything inside the trust, which is funding it, so you can stay out of the probate process. I've seen a lot of portfolios like the one you got in front of you, but I really think that is the best portfolio I've ever seen in terms of estate planning.
You know something, and that's why I called it the Bible. It looks like it's just so well constructed, and I'll tell you something right now. It certainly takes so much off the shoulders of an entire family. Now, let me just run down, my friends, where we're going to be, okay? West Hartford, Manchester, Middletown, and Mystic. We're going to start in West Hartford Tuesday, November the 6th. You know what day that is, too. You vote the same day from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. That will be where we're going to be at the Del Mar Hotel in West Hartford, and also at 7 o'clock at night from 7 until 9. I don't know if any of you have been to this hotel, but it is magnificent. It's a beautiful, beautiful hotel. And in the morning, of course, 10 to 12, breakfast buffet. And then in the evening from 7 to 9, coffee and dessert. And the Del Mar is located at 1 Memorial Road in West Hartford. Okay, and then we go to number 3. Number 3, we're going to be in Middletown, Connecticut, Wednesday, November the 7th from 2 to 4 in the afternoon at the Inn at Middletown. Another terrific hotel. Refreshments will be served. And then number 4, we will be in Manchester. Good morning. Good morning, Manchester. Manchester, Connecticut, Thursday, the 8th of November from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, continental breakfast at the Manchester Country Club. I don't know how many has been there, but boy, that's another fabulous club. That's at 305 South Main Street. And that is number 3. And let me see. We are going to number 4 in Manchester, and that is at the Country Club 2. That's from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And let's see here. 7 to 9 at night in Manchester, coffee and dessert. That, again, at the Country Club. And on the number 6, Saturday, November the 10th, that's in Mystic, Connecticut, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, continental breakfast at the Marriott Hotel at 625 North Road. You're going to have a busy, busy time. Now, another thing that I get questions about is how often do people ask questions? Do you have a whole segment for questions?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have usually a half hour goes on with question and answer. That's, in fact, that's my favorite part of the seminar because that's when I get to interact with the audience. And it really is great because people benefit a great deal from hearing what other people's questions are. So, yeah, that goes on usually for about a half hour.
Now, again, if it lasts longer, it's okay, too.
Oh, yeah. I will stay for as long as we have questions. Sometimes it goes on for 45 minutes, but a half hour is usually about right.
And Paul generally has around 40. That's what you like. You like about 40. Is that correct?
Yeah, 40's good. We can take a bit more, but I find 40 is enough, and I'm still able to interact well with the audience.
You know, again, when I start to think about how long you've been doing this, and it's amazing the questions. You know, I had somebody call me that had never, ever met you before, went down to your office, and came away, called me back, and said, Brad, I'm glad that you sent me there.
Yeah, we've got so many happy clients. In fact, if anybody wants to check on the internet, you know, just look for reviews. It's astonishing, really. You can see all the great reviews that we have. But we think it's important to first get educated about estate planning before you do it, which is why we do the seminars. And if anybody would like to come to the seminars Brad announced, you want to give Carla a call as soon as you can because they are filling up. In fact, I think the West Hartford morning seminar is already full.
Really?
But I think the evening still has some times. And so you call 860-548-1000.
And Carla's there.
Carla's there right now to take your calls. So if you call 860, and you might want to write this down, 860-548-1000, easy number to remember, and just ask for Carla and get your seat. There's no charge for them. They're free. And it really is the first thing you want to do in terms of learning about estate planning is attend a seminar. And then with that education, you can usually decide what you want to do. We offer a free meeting with the attorneys when you come to the seminar, which is a really great value because to meet with an attorney, usually it's like $400 or $500. But we offer it for you free if you attend the seminar. And that's where you can have your personal situation looked at and see if you want to get this taken care of.
You know, I also want to say that if you want to call at any time, okay, you call the number 860-548-1000. Because one thing that you also have the reputation for, that you sit and talk with people that call you, just they want to see you and then they'll come to a seminar in the future, something like that, that you can work out for them.
Yeah. Yeah, we want to sit down with you and take a look at your family situation and make sure that the plan for when you pass away or if you become mentally disabled works perfectly. So we want to ask you about your family. We want to cover your assets, see what we have to handle in terms of getting things out to the right amounts, to the right people. And it's so important, you know, because this is how you leave your affairs. And you want to make sure that everything you do keeps your family cohesive and keeps it healthy, not have problems and hassles after something happens to you. And that's what we do for people.
Now, what are some of the tough points as far as working something out? I know that the courts, they drive me crazy.
Yes.
But, I mean, is any changes in the courts? I know you generally address something about the courts, it's different here or it's different there, or are they about the same?
Yeah, the probate court is the one that you go to usually with just a will. When you die or if you become mentally disabled, you're often in a conservatorship, as it's called, in probate court. So we focus primarily on probate court. Probate courts have gotten quite expensive these days. Another big issue is that now a lot of people don't know they have to go to probate. They just, their spouse dies, they don't do anything. And now the probate court charges you interest on those fees if you don't get them paid.
Really?
They can even put liens on property. So they usually won't put liens, but the interest is there because what happens is a lot of times, as we said, the first spouse doesn't know they have to do anything, and they're very depressed, understandably. And then the second spouse dies, and the kids wake up, and like, wait a minute, you mean mom never took care of dad's estate? And they have to do two estates. Now, doing one estate is hard enough, but doing one that where the person may have died, you know, 5, 10, 15 years ago, trying to figure out what values were and things, well, that becomes almost impossible. And you're being charged interest on the fees. So staying out of court, as you said, courts drive you crazy.
Oh.
That's a big part of what we do by avoiding the probate process. So that's a big part of it. If you become mentally disabled, also staying out of court, that's a big part of it. And if you are married and you have a estate of some size, we can save a lot of money in estate taxes too. We can also plan for divorces for your children so that whatever you leave them, you don't lose half of it. And that's... whatever you leave your kids and your kids get divorced. Yeah, a lot of people, you know, divorces are like around 50%, close
wow.
to it. And so by being able to protect the assets in the event your kids get divorced, so what you leave them, they don't lose half of it, is a very big part of what we do typically. And also doing things like planning for a lawsuit. That's another thing that we can do. If your kids get sued, we can plan for that also inside a living trust.
Well, I'll tell you, you folks do just a great job. And again, my friends, I want to run down the times and the locations. Tuesday, November 6th, 10 a.m. to 12 noon at the Delmar Hotel, 1 Memorial Road, West Hartford, a gorgeous hotel. And again, Tuesday night, 7 to 9, coffee and dessert. You get a breakfast buffet in the morning. And then we're going to be going to Manchester Thursday, November the 8th, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, continental breakfast at the Manchester Country Club. And the Manchester Country Club again, Thursday the 8th in the evening from 7 to 9, coffee and dessert. And Middletown, Connecticut, Wednesday, November the 7th. And that is in at Middletown. And that is at 70 Main Street. And then to Mystic, Saturday, November 10th, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, a continental breakfast, the Marriott Hotel at 625 North Road. By the way, how do you, this is another question. I try to remember the most I can, but how do you decide where you're going to go? I got that question too.
Well, that there's no science to it, really. We have certain places we like to go because we've been doing this so many years. And then we try to leave a place alone for a while. We think, you know, people who wanted to go went to a seminar then. And so we usually won't go back for, 6 months to a year. And then we'll go back because we think probably some other people have now decided they got to get their estate planning done. So we try to move the seminars throughout the state. So you'll see, you know, we're all over the place, really. So as far as Mystic and in this area, West Hartford and Manchester, then Middletown. Sometimes we'll go down to Greenwich, actually.
Really?
And people will come. Yeah, it's if people think that, you know, you're the right firm because they're really impressed with what they see, they will travel to see you. So I think I'm going to be down in Greenwich in January, if I remember right. And so people will travel. And we'll move them all over the place. So, you know, we'll go up to Litchfield, go over to, as you saw, Mystic. We'll go to Stanford and Greenwich. And we'll even go to Woodstock, which is a really nice area, actually, the quiet corner. And all over the place, all over the center of the state, too, as you can see. So, but it's very important, though, to attend these things because you really don't know what to do. You know, it's an old saying, you don't know what you don't know. And so by attending these things, you're able to learn. There's another old saying, which is people don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. So it's important to get your planning done and to learn about it. And these seminars do that, we think.
Carla, remember, 860-548-1000. She's tremendous. And let me tell you, you won't find a better organization. These folks do the best. But give Carla a call, 860-548-1000. Okay. Boy, I don't know how you do it. I really don't. You just keep going and going. You never change.
Well, so do you, Brad. You keep going and going as well. You know, you're doing a great job.
How many years have you been with us now?
Oh, wow. Let me think for a minute. It's been 23 years.
23 years. And we will close on that note.
That's
right. Thank you so much.
Great seeing you, Brad.
You bet. Seeing you, too.